Q106.7 weather.
Here's your KQNK forecast. A heat advisory begins at noon today and continues until 8 p.m. tomorrow night. Ample sunshine expected today, with daytime highs approaching 104. Winds out of the south, 20 to 25 miles per hour. Mainly clear skies tonight, lows of aloft around 78. Bright sunshine expected tomorrow, high temperatures reach up to 105. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm Staff Meteorologist Laura Lockwood. Currently, it's 91 degrees.
This Kansas Information Network update, sponsored by Gray Local Media.
Hi, I'm Felicia Rolfe. Here are today's headlines from 12 News. Emporia firefighters still have yet to identify two people killed in Wednesday night's home explosion. It happened near 6th and Weaver. The Emporia Fire Department and Kansas Fire Marshal are investigating the cause. The family of Lisa Lopez Galvan files a lawsuit in the deadly shooting at the 2024 Chiefs Super Bowl rally. She is a woman who was killed near Union Station. It's the second suit filed in the shooting this month. The city of Wichita will begin installing parking meters, kiosks, and signs next week in downtown Wichita. The city will charge $1 per hour or a $5 daily fee Monday through Saturday. Parking on Sundays will be free. In Wichita, Felicia Rolfe, 12 News.
You're listening to the Kansas Information Network.
The Voice of Agriculture. Kansas Farm Bureau.
Kansas Farm Bureau is accepting applications for its Rural Minds Matter Advocate of the Year and Young Advocate of the Year awards to shed light on the importance of mental health advocacy in underserved areas. These awards will go to compassionate and caring advocates who are dedicated to improving lives in their communities by comforting those in silent struggles and having conversations that break the stigma surrounding mental health, ensuring no one has to face their battle alone. Winners will receive recognition at Kansas Farm Bureau conferences this winter, in addition to a cash prize to further their mental health advocacy efforts. Nominations or applications for the award are due July 18th. For more information and additional resources, visit kfb.org/ruralmindsmatter and listen again here for more from the Voice of Agriculture, Kansas Farm Bureau.
Good afternoon, I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News, brought to you by the Norton County Hospital, providing the best care right here at home. On Wednesday, U.S. Senator Roger Marshall, M.D. of Kansas, joined Senator Tammy Baldwin of Wisconsin in reintroducing the Reliable Rail Service Act, which addresses unreliable service and high rail shipping costs for farmers and manufacturers, and aims to strengthen rail supply chains. It ensures major freight railroads deliver reliable service at reasonable rates, enabling American businesses to get products to market more efficiently. Senator Marshall said Kansas's farmers and ranchers depend upon reliable transport of their rural class goods to the rest of the country, and Class 1 railroads are not meeting expectations, which is a disservice to hardworking Kansans. He said this bill lays out reasonable requirements for rail carriers to meet these important obligations, and he looks forward to working with Senator Baldwin in getting this to the finish line. The Reliable Rail Service Act is supported by members of the agricultural industry, labor organizations, energy producers, and manufacturers who know firsthand how poor service, significant disruptions, and sky-high prices are impacting their businesses and prices for consumers. Day 2 of the Kansas Wheat Harvest Report has been provided by the Kansas Wheat Commission, the Kansas Association of Wheat Growers, the Kansas Grain and Feed Association, and the Kansas Cooperative Council. Harvest was off to a rapid start in southwest Kansas on Thursday, with temperatures topping out at about 100 degrees, and there will be more information available on how yields and quality will compare to the average by the beginning of next week when the reports start to come in. In central Kansas, harvest came to a halt after Tuesday's rainfall, but will pick back up by the weekend with high winds and nearly triple-digit temperatures in the forecast. Lee Shuffler, who farms in Rice and Ellsworth counties, reports that harvest began on June 10th and that yields were averaged to 20% above average. He said they've had a couple rain delays, including Tuesday's rainfall, which ranged from 1¾ to 4 inches in the area, with localized flooding, though he was able to find dry ground on Thursday and get back to harvest before the weekend. After the rains, the test weight decreased slightly, but is still around average. He said he's only about 15 to 20% of the way done with harvest and has at least a week left. To follow along with harvest updates on social media, you can use hashtag WheatHarvest25 and you can tag at Kansas Wheat to share your harvest stories and photos. The Kansas Department of Wildlife and Parks is seeking public comment on a revised draft of the Kansas State Wildlife Action Plan, which serves as a blueprint for conserving Kansas's most at-risk wildlife and habitats. The 2025 draft updates the state's 2015 plan as required by Congress for continued eligibility for state wildlife grants. And these grants support proactive efforts to conserve wildlife before they become more scarce and costly to protect. The Kansas plan identifies high-priority species and habitats that need conservation and outlines potential actions to address the threats that they face. While the Kansas Department of Wildlife and Parks coordinates the plan, it's intended to serve as a guide for other agencies, organizations, stakeholders, experts, and interested individuals to ensure that Kansas's wildlife and habitats are preserved for future generations. The draft plan is available for public review and comment through July 18th at ksoutdoors.com/services/kansas-swap. And comments may be submitted through the email link provided on the webpage. Public participation is vital to shaping a plan that will help conserve Kansas's wildlife and natural resources for future generations. And for more information, you can visit ksoutdoors.com. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
Did you know that Norton County Hospital is committed to making healthcare more affordable? We offer a wide range of financial assistance options tailored to your needs, from prompt payment discounts to flexible in-house payment plans and financial assistance, even loans through Epic River Lending. Best of all, you can apply in under 30 minutes. Whatever your situation, we have solutions. Call Kelsey today at 785-874-2220 to learn more and get started.
According to the unofficial minutes of the regular meeting for the Board of Education for Unified School District 211 that was held on June 9th, the regular meeting of the Board of Education USD 211 was called to order at 7 p.m. at the Alice Tweed Center by Vice President Jennifer Miller, and five members were present, so a quorum was declared. And Superintendent Corey Roy discussed the upcoming school board elections. A motion was made by Dina Winty to approve the recommended student fees and meal prices for the 2025-2026 school year, and it was seconded by John Granberry, and the motion passed 5-0. Superintendent Roy then went over the student accident insurance renewal information that Aaron Hale with Iron Insurance Partners sent over, and John Granberry made a motion with Kate Spriggs seconding to approve the renewal of the student accident insurance through Iron Insurance Partners for $23,283 for the 2025-2026 school year. The motion passed 5-0. Eisenhower Elementary Principal Bobby Murray shared the updates to the Eisenhower Elementary School Employee and Student Handbooks. High School Principal Troy Kieswetter reviewed the changes to the 2025-2026 Norton Community High School Student Handbook and 7th through 8th grade Faculty Handbook. And Junior High Principal Lucas Melvin reviewed the Norton Junior High Student Handbook. The adoption of the handbooks will be considered at the July Board of Education meeting. A five-year mitigation plan was signed in 2021 and doesn't need to be updated at this time, and Superintendent Roy went over the new KASB board policies for the Board of Education to review. Jennifer Miller reported on the most recent NCKSEC meeting from May 19th, and Dina Winty gave an update of the Curriculum Council meeting from May 13th. After two executive sessions to discuss personnel job assignments pursuant to the non-elected personnel exception under COMA, the board returned to open meeting at 8:45 p.m., and a motion was made by Dina Winty and seconded by John Granberry to approve Christian Hawks as assistant high school football coach, Remy Dreher as a FCCLA sponsor, and Amy Tanner as a route bus driver. The motion passed 5-0. A motion was made by Dina Winty and seconded to approve the PDC minutes from the May 13th meeting as presented, and the motion passed 5-0. After two executive sessions to discuss negotiations pursuant to the exception for the employer-employee negotiations under COMA, The board returned to open meeting at 9:15 p.m. A motion was made to allow the superintendent and or the treasurer to pay the 2024-2025 year-end bills as received on or before July 1, 2025, and Dina Winty motioned to allow the superintendent and or the treasurer to pay the 2024-2025 year-end bills as received on or before July 1, 2025, and to transfer any year-end funds according to state statute and or KSDE guidelines. Kate Spriggs seconded the motion, and the motion passed 5-0. Vice President Jennifer Miller then adjourned the meeting at 9:17 p.m. Mass of Christian burial for Wade Bowman, 55, of Bushnell, Illinois, will be held at 10:30 a.m. tomorrow, Saturday, June 21st, at the St. Joseph's Catholic Church in New Almelo, Kansas, and interment will follow in the St. Joseph Cemetery in New Almelo. Memorial contributions are suggested to the Peyton Bowman Education Fund or to the Bushnell Fire and Rescue Squad, and condolences may be left at plumbergobber.com. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by the Norton County Hospital. You can call the Norton County Hospital at 785-877-3351 for all of your health care needs.
Kansas Agriculture Network News.
Good day, everyone. I'm Greg Akagi. This Wheat Harvest Report brought to you by Renovo Seed. Renew, revive, repeat. Winter wheat harvest got fully underway out in southwest Kansas, where temps reach close to 100 degrees. Marcia Boswell with Kansas Wheat has the update.
There will be more information available on how yields and quality will compare to average by the beginning of next week when reports start to come in. In central Kansas, harvest came to a halt after Tuesday's rainfall, but will pick back up by the weekend with high winds and nearly triple-digit temperatures in the forecast. Derek Sawyer, who farms in McPherson County, reports that before Tuesday's rain, they were cutting wheat that was yielding 80 bushels per acre. But Tuesday brought the area 5 to 6 inches of rain and 80 mile per hour sustained winds. This took kernels out of the heads in many wheat fields. He estimates that they probably lost 25% of the yield potential. Test weights were good, but will no doubt decrease with the rain. While he should be over halfway done with harvest by now, Sawyer reports that he barely even got started and won't be able to get into even the fields with the least amount of rainfall until the weekend at the earliest. Lee Scheifler, who farms in Rice and Ellsworth counties, reports that harvest began on June 10th and that yields were average up to 20% above average. They've had a couple of rain delays, including Tuesday's rainfall, which ranged from 1.75 to 4 inches in the area. He was able to find dry ground on Thursday and get back to harvest before the weekend. After the rains, test weight has decreased slightly, but is still around average. He is only about 15 to 20% of the way done with harvest and has at least a week left. For Kansas Wheat, I'm Marcia Boswell.
Marcia, thank you very much for the update. And you're listening to the Kansas Agriculture Network.
Right arm, right leg.
Left leg, left arm.
Both legs above the knee.
Both legs, part of my left hand.
Lost both my legs in Iraq.
These 9/11 veterans are just a few of the heroes we serve at Homes for Our Troops. For nearly 2,000 severely injured veterans, everyday life has become filled with barriers. So we build specially adapted homes with features like wheelchair access, roll-in showers, and pull-down cabinets that allow them to function independently and focus on their recovery and family. This life-changing gift of freedom is provided mortgage-free to these veterans, thanks to our donors and supporters. But we need you to join us, too, in completing this important mission. Please visit hfotusa.org and help build homes and rebuild lives.
Kansas Agriculture Network weather.
I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on the Kansas Agriculture Network. Looks like a hot one across the state for this afternoon, as the stationary front is actually situated to the north of us, and it looks like a high pressure system is to the south that's helping feed in that hot air from the south. And so we are expecting to see a well above average forecast ahead for us here this afternoon. The entire state should be around about the upper 80s to lower 90s, and instead we're looking at mid to upper 90s for the extreme eastern portions of Kansas, 100 degrees for the central and western portion. So again, well above average for this time of the year today. That high pressure system is also going to help aid in the sunshine expected for the afternoon hours. So a dry forecast expected to round out the work week. Also looking at areas of heat advisories in effect for the northern portions of the state. And that's actually going to continue through at least Saturday evening for most. For tonight, we can expect to see overnight lows lingering in the 70s across the state with partly cloudy skies. Saturday, a similar day, again, looking at mid to upper 90s expected for the extreme eastern portions of Kansas, hundreds expected for the central and western portions. And along with that, another sunny day expected to start off the weekend. Very hot conditions, particularly for the northern portions with some humidity, as we have that heat advisory in effect through the evening hours for many locations in the north, and with that heat indices over 100 degrees. As we get to Sunday, it looks like we'll see 90 degree weather for most of the state, some areas lingering just over 100 degrees for the northwestern portions of Kansas. Another sunny day to round out the weekend, but once we get to the start of the work week on Monday, we are expecting to see a cold front beginning to push through the northwestern portions of the state. This is the Kansas Ag Network.
Planning your next wheat crop? Milborn has you covered, offering certified hard red and white winter wheat varieties from industry-leading brands such as AgriPro, Westbred, and Plains Gold. Milborn offers pre-built, proven-to-work seed mixes from Renovo Seed and is a leader in small grains, forages, cover crops, and conservation seed. To learn more about our winter wheat varieties and where to buy, contact Milborn today at 308-251-6884 or find our full product lineup at renovoseed.com. Milborn, seed for all your needs.
When it comes to a gun suicide attempt, all it takes is a moment.
My son, Ricky, took his life by the use of a firearm. It broke me, and I contemplated suicide. My grandson, I was going to have to be here for him. I still own my firearm. I keep it in a safe because I want to keep my grandson and myself safe.
Store your guns locked, unloaded, and away from ammo. Hear more safe stories at endfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by Brady and the Ad Council.